If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens. He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, indeed. Hey, guys, how you living? Are you doing well? Good. Glad to hear that. In this episode, I actually streamed simultaneously. I streamed on YouTube and on Facebook Live. So you'll hear me commenting back and forth between two sets of chatters today, and I might be doing that more often in the future. Who knows? I never plan that far ahead, but I may be doing that more often going forward just to maximize the viewership. So stay tuned for all of that in the future. And yeah, so in this one, I talked about the Braves game, like it being a good run, the Braves season coming to an end. But then I got to talking about some deeper subjects and just things that I'm struggling with, things that I deal with and thoughts that I have, and just being sad in the wintertime and all this stuff. And I go down the depression talk and explain a few things that a lot of the podcast listeners have already heard, but the Facebook viewers didn't know about. So there's a few things that I talk about that you guys might have heard before, but I preface that by saying so. So anyway, yeah, that's basically your content warning. This one might get a little dark at times, and I'm sorry for that, but knowing that, I'm fine. Just know that I'm fine, and I promise to you that I am. I'm not okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm fine. I promise. Trust me. Sorry. Got a little excited there. All right. Anyway, please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Please go to youtube.com and type in Kelsey Hudgens and click subscribe if you haven't. Subscribe to Apple Podcast, MI Stuff Podcasts, the MI Stuff Podcasts. Subscribe to MI Stuff Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, on Podomatic, Spotify, CastBox, anywhere podcasts are available. MI Stuff Podcast should be available there. iHeartRadio, Spotify, like I said, Apple, Podomatic, YouTube, Kelsey Hudgens. You can YouTube the Kelsey Hudgens topic channel and subscribe to that if you want to. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Yonder Wizard on Instagram, WIZZERD, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, at MI Stuff Podcast, the number one on Twitter, and at MI Stuff Podcast on Facebook and Instagram are both the same. So please subscribe to the channel. Please follow. Please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. If you don't mind, that would give me more rating or more stats, more statistics, and that's what I want to get, is more stats. So, yeah. Once again, this one might be a little bit of a doozy, and this one's definitely more for me than you, so just know that going forward. And GetMyStuffPodcast.com, ScrewballWhiskey.com, SKREWBallWhiskey.com, Screwball Whiskey. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, episode number 178 of MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfuckers. Yeah. So the Braves lost. First things first. How's it going, Abby? By the way, I'm clearing my throat all in your ears as soon as I got you in here, guys. Forgive me for that. So you will be hearing me reply to comments on both YouTube and Facebook today because I'm simultaneously streaming on my phone with Facebook here, and I am doing the YouTube thing as well. The YouTube has a little bit better video quality than the phone thing does. So, if you want to check that out, then I suggest you go over to YouTube. But by all means, anybody who wants to hang out in here, this is just going to be this is how I do the podcast, Facebook world. You usually don't see this, so I wanted to give you an opportunity if you cared about it. But anyway, so there is a little bit of blues going on today. We got the blues. We had the blues. What up, Trip? I haven't done the call-in thing yet. I have in the past. It's just I'd rather plan it out. But I'd love to have you come in and do an episode if you'd like. Thanks for subscribing, by the way, buddy. Yeah, and if you guys that pop into the YouTube here, if you want to stay up to date on everything going on, then by all means, please subscribe to the channel. We give up 10 runs in the first inning. Them old dirty Cardinals done it again. Give up 10 runs in the first inning. Them old dirty red Cardinals, they done it again. We give up all them runs in the first inning. We could have all hit a home run and we still couldn't have win. There was a time in the beginning of that game in which every single player in our starting lineup, pitcher included, could have hit a home run and we still would have been down a run. Happy eight-year anniversary to you. We could do a Skype in, or we'll talk about that later though. I'm a little upset. I'm a little bit upset. It was just one thing after another. It was awful. What up, Savannah? What up, Steven? What up, Doc, Halen, Jacob, Ryan, everybody? Ashley Justice, Broach. Broach sent me this picture the other day of me drunk sitting on the floor of Tito's with a puppet in my hand. I was putting on a puppet show for Brian. Jimmy said, "You just look like you're putting on a puppet show for Brian." And I was like, "Man, story of my life, just put on a puppet show for Brian." But I'm a little bit upset. One, because it has been a very long and fruitful season for an Atlanta fan. It was a good year. What up, Kevin? Seventh Kevin, Pyramid Seventh Kevin in the YouTube. It's been a very good season to be a Braves fan. And by the way, this isn't all going to be about the Braves, so don't freak out just yet, folks. This isn't all going to be about the Braves. We're going to talk about other things too. So it's been a very productive season as a Braves fan, and we've done very well. We won the East by a bunch, and that was nice. And I guarantee you, he retired last night, I believe. And we'll get to that. And I know that I'm just getting upset thinking about it. Forgive me. But Brian McCann has been a great, great Brave for as long as he was. He was a good Astro. But anyway, moving past that. So very good year. I was very excited. blame him, Ashley. I don't blame him. Oh, by the way, you know what? I'm going to cross-pollinate here a little bit. So all of that greatness that we've experienced here in the last season is just came to a screeching halt today. And it came to a screeching halt 9 innings before it should have. Here's the thing, and I said earlier that there's a link to the YouTube video if any of you guys want to pop over there and just see the difference in the video quality. I'll just have to deal with that. So it came to a screeching halt today, and 9 innings before it should have. It really, like, the first inning, it had, like, I was sitting here at the house. Brian Jordan kept texting me, come down to Tito's and watch the game. And I was like, man, it didn't. I watched the game down at Tito's the other day and we lost. So I was like, I don't think I want to do that again today. So, I watched the first little bit of it at the house here. I've also got the Dodgers and the Nationals game on right now, too, so forgive me if I'm not giving my undivided attention. But Brian was trying to get me to come down to Tito's and watch the game there, and I was like, all right, didn't work out so well, but stayed here at the house. And as soon as the game started, Fulton Nevich came out and threw a ball, threw another one, and walked the first batter and was like, oh, and he didn't walk a single batter in his game to win. And that got me all hyped, got me all excited and whatnot. And then it all just started going south from there. More men on base, and a runner scores. And then the bases get loaded, and then we walk in a run. And then there's errors all around. Freddie Freeman, our gold glove, making errors on the field, giving up runs. And I, like I said, I know this isn't this. People that don't care about sports, don't freak out just yet. This isn't all about sports. This is just what was on my mind right this second. Our beautiful Braves team did not look very good at all. We didn't look very experienced. It looked like the Monstars showed up last night and stole all of the talent out of our team. Like, Freddie Freeman missed a play, and I was in denial about that, by the way. I said that in a Facebook Live video earlier. And you're right, Tripp. We'll get the bullpen together by next season, and we will be very, very good. But that wouldn't have mattered today, man, because Folty is our ace. I still feel like we probably need another guy in that starting pitching position. We definitely need another guy. Need some more help there. But I digress. And then the next thing I know, I was like, all right, so they're already up. They're already up by a little bit. So to hell with it, I'm going to go down to Tito's. And I went down to Tito's, and when I got to Tito's, they just started scoring runs. It was like a cartoon, man. It was like every time somebody stepped up to the plate, there was a score. There was a run scored. And I was like, this can't be happening. I was like, okay, so we're going to stop this any minute now, and then, you know, we'll get in there and we'll put up all the numbers that we usually put up, and we'll win this thing. But nope, never happened. Just sat there and just watched it get worse and worse. And a few people showed up, and then I was like, guys, I just got to get out of here. I can't do this anymore. This isn't fun. And baseball is supposed to be fun, right? Thank you. man. I was just a little upset. I was a little upset there. And I came home and I was like, maybe it'll be a little better when I get here. I hear you, Abby. You know what? I will pull for the Rays. They had the lowest salary in all of baseball. I'll pull for the Rays for sure. Thanks for stopping by the way. So I'm going to move on from baseball now. I know this is awful boring for you. Forgive me for that. So it's been a good run. And the Braves do this thing to me. And they haven't done it. Last year it was against the Dodgers. And it was David Freese, who used to be a Cardinal and ruined our life when he wore that uniform just as much as he did last year with the Dodgers. And I haven't felt that feeling of like, wow, this just isn't fun and in a long time. But that used to be all I felt. I remember a time when I would tell my friends, all right, I'm going to go home and watch the Braves lose now. And that was just life. That was just how things were. But we're actually good. And the thing that pisses me off so much is that we are so much better than the Cardinals. We really are. We're better than the Cardinals. All they've got on us, I think, is one starting pitcher that, I mean, the Flaherty. That guy, he's a monster. I think that's all they've got on us is him. He's better than we are. But, man, Folty was lights out in game two. Freed was great. So if I'm going to move on from that. So then, after that game's over, I start thinking, hey, you know what? I'm going to go live tonight because it's Wednesday. I like to release Sundays and Wednesdays. And They're just showing the Cardinals now popping off champagne in our locker rooms, our visitor locker rooms. But I never go live on Facebook for the podcast. I always have done that on YouTube, and I didn't want to like neglect my Facebook folks from seeing what this is, because I'm always posting, I'm always sharing stuff about the podcast, but I don't know if you guys ever knew what it really was. So this is what it is. It's basically just me talking about problems that I've had or issues that I have with things. It's mostly when I do these by myself, and I'll have guests, as you guys know, I'll have guests regularly, but most of the time I'm just using these as like therapy sessions for myself, where I'll come in here and I'll talk about just things that bother me or things that I need to work on in my own life, and just air out my own personal situations and, you know, talk a lot of personal shit. But I usually do that a lot. So if you guys ever wondered what that was about, this is what it is. But there was something else that happened. This isn't Braves related, but this is sort of, it's Braves related for sure, but it's more of like a social situation, like kind of a deal. So, and we have been lucky. We've had a consistent franchise for 3 decades, Trip. You're right there. Yeah, you're right about that. And I don't know, man. That time in between the last decade has just been almost miserable to be a fan. But anyway, that doesn't matter. There was a player who played for the Cardinals who said he was offended by the tomahawk chop because he had Native American, he was of Native American descent, and he was offended by the chop. So they banned, they give away these foam tomahawks at the game, and they banned those. They banned the foam tomahawks. And it's ironic that they did that, and it was like they did that in the very first inning. We give up 10 runs. So it's almost like a curse in a way. But I thought about this. I am of Native American descent, and I don't take offense to the tomahawk chop, but I guess that's, I'm a Braves fan, and it doesn't really bother me. But is it off color to do that? Is that like, I don't know, is that wrong for them to do? And then what's going to happen next? Do we have to change the name from the Braves to something else? I would say that until the Redskins or the Cleveland Indians get their call, that we should be fine. But I don't know, man. I just seems like throwing a monkey wrench into the situation. And when the game started, everybody in the crowd, everybody was doing the chop, everybody was doing the shit, and immediately the Cardinals quiet the crowd down, and they stayed quiet the entire game. That first inning just sucked all of the air out of the room. It was just, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. And it was all errors and just, I couldn't believe it. I said I wasn't going to talk about that anymore, so sorry. I don't know how I feel about this tomahawk chop situation, because I want to be considerate. I want to be considerate of anybody of being offended. You know, I don't want to offend anybody, but really, that really bothers you? A tomahawk chop, does that really bother you? Or, because that's the thing, though. Are we getting to a point where people are talking about things that really bother them? Or do they just see a small opportunity where they can go, oh, this thing could bother somebody. I could somehow snowball shot in hell, see how this could bother somebody. So I'm just going to expose this. And the people who it might bother will then know it. They might not have noticed this thing. And I think that's mostly what's going on right now in the world, is that there are too many people who are getting this, who are getting into information and using it like against all these kids. Like somebody who is, like Jimmy says yesterday in the podcast, a kid who says something stupid on Instagram or on Twitter like 3 or 4 years ago, and now he is 19 years old and starting in the MLB. And now his career is over because somebody found a tweet when he was calling one of his friends something stupid and calling him a name that doesn't really, he didn't really mean any, like he didn't mean a slur against the, I'm pretty sure you guys can get where I'm going with this, right? Do I need to continue that? I'm sorry if I confuse you, but I I've bought into this for a really long time, and I stand by that for the most part. I stand by being considerate, you know, being a considerate person. I stand by that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with taking into account how someone might feel about something that you might say. I don't see anything wrong with that. But I do see something wrong with people who sit around like vultures and just wait until they see somebody do or say something that could be misinterpreted. And then they just add to that misinterpretation, and they just completely go off on their own idea of what this could mean and share that to the world. And then people who see that will think, oh, you know what? I didn't really think of that. And then it'll catch on with somebody who's really offended with this. And then they'll start an argument, and then that goes on to the rest of the world. And they go out into the rest of the world with that energy of that argument or that thing, and now it's a whole different situation than it was. Here come the Nationals, getting a man on base with no outs. They're down by three. But yeah, I think there's an issue with that. I think there's a huge issue with that. To where it just seems like people are just now vultures that are out searching for the next thing to get upset about. And they're not, and most of the people who expose this stuff aren't even upset about it. They just want to watch the world burn. And I can kind of concur with that, because I'm somewhat one of those people who not necessarily, and I say somewhat one of those people because I'm honest. And I feel like most people are that person. Most people do. Like, you don't want to see anything bad happen to somebody, but if there's a wreck, you're going to look at it. I'm honest enough to say, yes, of course I'm going to look at it, because I know I can't help it. And that's what I'm saying here, is I know that I can't help but be one of those people sometimes that just, like, will go into and something that I don't even care about. An argument that somebody is having on social media, I will go and read their words to each other and just like giggle to myself and get enjoyment out of that. And I don't know why I do, but I guess this is just me being honest right now. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do. And but I'm not that way to the point where every now and again I'll share something serious about how I feel. I'll share like a real opinion that I have and bounce that off of the Facebook world. But I rarely, and I say rarely, I never go out and say something in hopes that somebody is going to argue with me. I'm literally only saying this thing so that I can have documentation of where I was then mentally, of who I am that day, because sometimes I might be different. I could change, and I'm getting to the point where I'm realizing, you know, I could be a different person tomorrow. Could be a completely different person when I wake up tomorrow. And I'm learning too that I could be a completely different person at a different point in the conversation. The Nationals are going to score a run there. Cut that lead within two. I'm realizing I could wake up tomorrow and be somebody completely different, and there would be nothing, there'd be nothing I could do about it, nothing I could do to change that. But I do like having a little log of who I was, and I'll cringe sometimes when you get those memories from when you first started Facebook, and you were like, God, I was such an idiot. Who gave me a computer? Like, I had no reason to be communicating with the entire world on this scale. By no means.
Under stone. gets worried, no. So no one gets worried, no. So Sean, don't be careless. I'm sure it'll be fine. I love you, I love you, oh brother of mine. In this quivering forest, where the shivers
favors to live that way or to act that way or to constantly go through life questioning every single thought, every single word, every single action? Does it really change that much of an outcome, or does it just leave me stressed out? I wonder, does it... I think I've put too much stock, and I don't want to be misunderstood here. I think I've put too much stock in making sure those around me are comfortable, and maybe not as much stock in Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I've just had a few conversations lately that are leading me to believe that I haven't been taking myself into consideration enough when considering what should be done in situations. Which is a foolish thing, I think, to think on my own. Which is why I haven't had that thought by myself. People have told me this. And because when I think about it, I feel like, man, I only do things that suit me. Like, I only do things that I want to do. But sometimes, just the things that you do, there are more to it than that. Sometimes there's something else, like, that can be, like, your thoughts. Like, I might not be be taking myself as much into consideration in my own thoughts as I take other people into consideration. Like, I think that other people take over my thoughts more than I do. And I utilize all of that as a way to find out more of who I am. And Dodgers are just kicking it on. But just I see how I react to certain situations, and I observe that, and I'm like, okay, so I guess that's what I do now. I guess that's the kind of person I am today. And I say today because I realize that I could change at any given time. That means you're not crazy, right? If you know it, if you know that there could be any given time you could just change, it could be, everything could be different. If you're aware of it, is that how it works? I know I'm crazy. That's the problem, I think, is like, man's out. Is he not? You got her? Okay. I think that's the thing, is I've been just in my mind the whole time I've been a crazy person. So that sort of gives me, he didn't hold on to it. It sort of gives me permission to be that crazy person, I guess. I wonder if I just broadcast myself as that, then I clear myself to do anything. Well, he says he's crazy, so I guess he's right. But then again, I don't really do that much crazy things. Like, I'm weird OCD with cables, but that's just an OCD. I've got ADD pretty bad. I think that's pretty apparent. I got mad the other day at Smitty on stage because I had this joke that I do about why I stay home. And I did this bit where I was like, I pay the most money my most expensive bill is rent. My second most expensive bill is electricity. And then it goes cable, internet, and so on and so forth. And I was like, the top three bills that I have are things that can only be utilized at home. So I feel like it is frugally foolish for me to leave my house. And his response was, that just sounds like an excuse to have a mental disorder. And he said it just like that, and it just sounded so harsh. And I would like, just normally those words, just the way he said it just sounded harsh. And then I was just like, wow. You know, like, that's okay. So I have a mental disorder, guys. I kind of would have liked to have been the one to control when you guys found out about that. But now that I've been robbed of that. And he made a point, like, that she was like, you got to be able to laugh about everything. And I was like, yeah, you do. But there's a time and a place. And I don't know. I just one of the biggest, and I've always said I'm a crazy person, but one of my biggest fears is actually being a crazy person. Like, actually being mentally disabled. Just because that was one of the things that when I fell off the back of the car when I was a kid and I had the bad head injury, blood clot inside my brain. They told my parents that I would not be normal, that I would like need help, that I would not be able to function on my own, and like that I would, you know, be practically a vegetable. And since I didn't become that, I always had this fear that because I didn't then, I could at any time. And I don't want to, like it's one of my biggest fears to, like, have a legitimate mental issue, in which I feel like the drugs that I've done in my life that I obviously separated myself from, like, has left me scarred
in certain areas. But during the times of doing that, I might have convinced myself that I was a crazy person just because I was living with a messed up mind at the time. And maybe I was just living with a, you know, like I was just living with what would have been a crazy person's thoughts at the moment. And I might be confusing how I used to feel and how I used to act with that, with what I'm feeling now, because I feel more normal now. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody earlier at Tito's and they were like, how's it going? I was like, man, it's all right. You know, it's fine. I'm fine. I go to bed. I wake up. I go play a show. If I don't play a show, I watch something on TV. And then I go back to bed and do it all again the next day. I catch up on everything by the end of the month. And then once the end of the month is gone, it starts all over again. And he was like, you know what? That's about what we're all doing. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm just not good with that. I'm just, I want, I don't know. I'm just not fine with that. I just get, if that's all it is, then what, not what's the point, but if that's all it is, then I might need something more, and I need something else to do, like need something different than just the normal stuff that happens every day. I'm fine with, like, I might be getting restless. I might be just getting restless and not wanting to stay home anymore. Maybe that's what it is. But I've been trying really hard to, like, get out of the house more and go places. But once I get out there, I'm like, you know, immediately this is a bad idea. I'm like, I would rather be home right now. And it's not like I'm not getting any nourishment from that, because I really do. I have a lot of fun by myself. Like I do the things that I like. I watch podcasts. I listen to people talk and learn things, like, about random shit, because I like to learn things about random shit. And listen to other people have conversations, and I get enjoyment out of that. Like, cause I feel like I feel like I'm, and that's what I think podcasts are great for, because you feel like you're in on something that you shouldn't hear. Like, you feel like you are eavesdropping on someone's conversation. And I don't think that enough people look at it like that. That's what it feels like to me. It's like you're eavesdropping on somebody's conversation. Like, you're in on something that you're in on something that you wouldn't normally be privy to. And that's what I want people to think about these conversations, because I want the people who are my guests, and myself even, to forget the microphone is here, to just talk. And if there's something in my head that needs to get out, it gets out. And this has been a huge part of my, I guess I could call it, recovery. And not just from alcohol, but the other stuff that I did. Yeah, and I'm definitely in a rut, Liz. I see you there. I'm definitely in a rut, but it could be just the culmination of the end of a pretty busy summer, in which I don't really have a whole lot to show for that. And that's a stressful situation. And then I love baseball. Baseball's over now because the Braves are out. So now, for me, my team is no longer playing. Now I have to watch other teams, and that's good. But that's like True Blood, you know. It's not the real deal. It's not the real thing. It's like it's just processed. Processed. That's a funny way to describe baseball. And by the way, if people on Facebook are sitting there like, man, is he okay? Yes, I'm okay. The people on YouTube are used to hearing me get on here and talk about my problems and talk about all the sorts of things. And I have this weird thing that, and I don't like to hide behind this. I don't like to hide behind this excuse because I used it a lot and I used to hide behind it a lot, but I don't usually do very well throughout the winter time. And it always starts around my birthday, and my birthday is coming up next week. So it always, I always just, maybe it's just muscle memory or emotional memory, if you will. Like my emotions are just, it's almost like when the weather gets cold, you grab your coat. It's like my emotions have a coat, and that coat has so many things in its pockets. If you'll hang out with me for that analogy, that's actually a really good analogy I've never thought of before. It's like in the wintertime when I go to grab my proverbial emotional coat, my emotions have these things that are tied to it that like sort of make me over prepare because just consistently bad things tend to happen throughout the wintertime in my life and particularly around the holidays. And that's, and the biggest holidays are, you know, throughout the wintertime. So just having those memories tied to your emotions sort of maybe prepares, like, because I'm a, anybody who knows me well know that I over prepare for a lot of situations, which will be surprising to a lot of people because they see me as someone who just kind of like shoots from the hip for most things. But those who know me well enough know that I really do put a lot of thought into just about everything that I do. And just, I might just put too much thought into going into the winter, into preparing myself or over preparing myself for a situation that isn't going to happen. Like I know nothing bad that nothing bad is going to happen that I can't handle because the bad things that have already happened before have been awful and I've handled them. So I know that there's nothing bad that's going to happen that I won't be able to handle mentally or emotionally. But I think that when I grab that coat that has all of these different, you know, depression and anxiety and just dark thoughts and things like that in its pockets, that things that I have, you know, done away with. Like if you say if you used to have a drug problem and you grab this pair of jeans you hadn't worn in a while and you reach in the pocket and you feel a little baggy of something in there, it's like, oh, this is bad news. And that's exactly how my emotions are when I just, when I put that, okay, so the weather's cooling off. This is great. It's my favorite time of year. And then all of a sudden you put your hand in your pocket and you feel that, oh, well, there's the depression. There's the whatever else goes along with that. And I deal with that and I struggle with that daily. And I have a really hard time with hiding that. In a sense, from myself. I have a hard time hiding it from myself, I mean. I hear you, Prodigy. But, yeah, I struggle with that every day. Like, I struggle with those feelings of just, like, I guess you could call it, complacency would be an upgrade for most days, I would say. Like being just content and complacent, I think would be an upgrade. Like say we did a betting talk yesterday. Let's say that I've been betting and I've only been hitting about 30%. So if I got to even, if I got to 50%, that would be an upgrade. And I've just gotten used to operating on that, you know, that low setting of enjoyment, I guess you could call it. Like, there are just certain things where I'm like, that I really, really enjoy. Like, I got a notification a while ago on YouTube that Brian Redman did an episode of Joe Rogan's podcast, and I'm going to listen to it as soon as I'm done with this. And I'm ecstatic about that because these are some of my favorite comedians, and I enjoy hearing the things that they say, and that makes me, like, turbo happy. And then whenever I'm done with that, I'm just like, I need that. I need something else to fill that with because I have such an addictive personality. And right now, the thing I'm addicted to is podcasts. And just like any addiction that anyone has ever had, you get to a point in that thing where you love it so much. It's like, wow, this thing. And now with podcasts, usually the addiction that people have is something that could actually kill them, like a drug or whatever it could be. But the podcast thing, it's like, I'm just addicted to them right now. And I have an addictive personality, and that's just where I'm at. And this is the enjoyment that I get out of these things. It's the highest form of enjoyment that I get out of most things now. And, you know, like I used to get that enjoyment out of playing music, and I still do sometimes, you know, when it's not like just punching the clock and, you know, getting money, when it's not like, you know, a work week or something like that, I still get a pretty good bit of enjoyment out of that. But I would just say that the things that, like, even when I'm like, I'll tell you what really makes me happy is Braves coming from behind to win a baseball game. That made me super happy the other night. But I get in these ruts where, just like you say, Liz, I get in these ruts, and they usually last an entire season. Like, it just depends on how early it starts. And this could just be me a little upset because my Braves lost and I was very excited for them, and I kind of in my mind had prepared on them winning this game, and I was confident we would win this game, and I didn't get what I want. And because I was brought up a spoiled child who always got his way, I may be not happy when I don't get my way. And that might just be what this is. But because I know myself and I know history and I know how I've been in the past, I fear that this is an early showing of the wintertime blues, so to speak. And they get better and better every year, by the way. Like, there's been times that I've had just such a bad time. Like, I've just not had a good go at it, and like not had a good winter, and just been so sad and so depressed and like just so vocal about it. Like, every time somebody would bring up, like, ask me how I'm doing, I'd just be like, oh, I'm awful. I'm just ready to die. I don't want to do this anymore. It sucks. And like, I've gotten better and better every single year. And that was when I was drinking still. And I've gotten better and better every year since. And that's been about 4 years. This is going into the fourth year after the worst winter I've ever had. And maybe the third. Because I think, the winter after I don't know. The winter before I quit drinking was pretty awful. So, every year since then has been pretty, pretty solid every winter. But they've gotten a little better just because I think I'm getting older and just dealing with certain situations better than I normally would. And, once I quit drinking, and Facebook people this might be news to you guys, but the YouTube community has heard me talk about this countless times. But when I quit drinking alcohol, I picked up an awful cocaine habit. And I kept that around. I kept that habit for, unfortunately, too long. And I just got to a point where it was unfulfilling. I wasn't getting anything else out of it anymore. And once I stopped doing that, then, you know, I had to fill that hole, that addictive spot in my life with something. And just having all those things and doing all that stuff and just knowing that, and getting to the point to where I didn't have that as a fallback anymore. I didn't have anything to fall back on to, like, you know, to take my mind off of, you know, my own thoughts and how sad I was, and just keeping people around all the time. And then got to the point where I was doing that shit by myself. And anytime you're doing anything by yourself, whether it be drinking or drugs or something like that, anytime you're doing it by yourself, you got a problem. And that's like that. I was doing it by myself all the time. And I don't know. I just got to the point to where I was sad that I was doing that. I was sad because I knew what kind of person I was then. And not only that, like, that was just sadness that was created from doing that idiotic thing that I was doing, on top of the sadness I already had in me just from just God knows what it, whatever my thoughts might, you know, what road my thoughts might take me down. And plus, I'm removing a nicotine addiction and an alcohol addiction all at one point in my life at the same time probably doesn't put your mind in the best spot. So just leaving that behind mentally, waking up one day and just being like, okay, I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm sick of this all being what life's about. And then I feel like the next day I woke up, you know, the first day you're opening your eyes as a real adult. And it's like, okay, this is shit that you've got to do. You've already been taking small steps to make your life better. But cutting out hard drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes might have taken me in succession, quitting cigarettes and alcohol, and then a few months later, ultimately quitting doing cocaine, just put me in a position then to succeed. And I feel like the success that, and by the way, by success, I don't mean what you might see as success. I see success as living comfortably. And by living comfortably, I mean like living comfortably financially and just mentally living comfortably. So I feel like the amount of time since I have stopped, which has been over, like, it's been pretty much 3 years, like just at 3 years, I'm pretty sure. I don't even remember the date that I quit, because the last time I did it, I don't even know if I thought that was my last time. I just, you know, it was just one day I woke up and I was like, yeah, I just don't think I'm going to do it today. And then I went from there. But anyway, shit, where was I? I just lost my train of thought. What up, Eddie? Garden City song. I hear you, man. That's awesome. The sobriety changed your life for the better. It's the best thing that I've ever done for my life, for sure, without a doubt. But shit, where was I? There was a point I was trying to make, and it was going to be good, too. Oh, so yeah. So all of these things that I was putting my mind through, after I removed all of that stuff, after I got all of that stuff out of my system, I finally felt like, hey, I can finally start moving towards that success thing that I want to get to. I want to be financially and mentally successful. I want to get my mind on my side, and I want to be finally not have to worry about finances anymore, because most of my money was going towards drugs. Like, just damn near all of my money was going towards drugs. And I wanted to get to the point where that was not the case. So once I stopped and I quit that, I felt like, okay, now all my problems are just going to melt away. I'm going to have all this extra money. I'm going to be able to, you know, finally take care of shit the way that I hear you, Vinny. But I just feel like I would get to the point to where everything would just work itself out. I would, like I said, be doing financially better. And I feel like the amount of success that I've gained from the time that I stopped until now is not as high as I hoped it would have been. And I feel like that also might be me getting to the point where I'm like, maybe I should have worked a little harder. And I did get a little lazy during the season with podcasts, and now I'd go an entire week without releasing an episode sometimes, and that really hurt my numbers. Like, I was doing really, really well with, like downloads overseas and just doing really, really well with stuff like that. And I didn't stay on top of it the way that I should have, and I lost a lot of that momentum that I had gained. And I don't know, man. I just feel like I'm not getting. I feel like I might have hit a plateau, and I don't want to do that. I want to continue to rise, and I want to continue to improve. And I'm just too lazy to make myself do anything about that now. But I am doing better because I'm getting to the point where I'm actually releasing episodes. I know I didn't release on Sunday, but I got an extra episode out yesterday, and I'm actually releasing this today, and I didn't feel like it. I actually didn't want to. And another thing is I was trying for, Jesus, an hour, y'all, an entire hour. I was trying. Oh, I appreciate that, Lady Court. I mean, it's been a good run. It's like the Braves. The Braves had a good run. So, it's been a good run as in relation to the Braves season. But it could also mean the podcast thing too. It has been a good run. I've only been doing this the YouTube live thing for maybe a year, and in a year I've grown from zero subscribers to 350, and that's pretty impressive. I have a lot of friends to thank for that. I have Brother Jamie Deluxe to thank for that, and all my Facebook people who have come over to the YouTube channel to support there to thank for that, and that's really awesome. I have consistently, and I like mine has taken a couple weeks off. I've consistently released a couple of episodes a week, I think, and that sort of documents where I was mentally, and that's mainly what I want to accomplish by recording these things, is just to find out where I am mentally and just get these things out of my chest. And I have this theory that a lot of people who have problems and have these issues, that if they don't get them out and if they don't talk about them, then they will start to, like, it's like a something like some sort of meat or some sort of bone that you throw away, and it's in the bottom of the trash can. You forget about it, but it starts to smell. And if you don't get it out of the house, it'll start to stink. I feel like thoughts and feelings and things are also like that. Like, if you don't get this shit out off of your chest and get it out of your head, then yeah, if you don't get this stuff out of your head and off your chest, then it'll start to stink. It'll start to rot inside you. And that's what I use this for. And like I said, a lot of folks will have I'm sure I'll have like message after message like, "Are you okay, dude?" This is normal. For the folks on my YouTube chat are used to me like talking about my problems and things like that. And I know Facebook might not be as used to hearing somebody be this honest about thoughts. But I think that's important. And that is actually my, how do I want to call it? No, it's definitely not a key to success, because that's not where we are yet. A tool that I use in dealing with problems is just making it known. That's the biggest tool that I use in dealing with problems, is speaking it, giving it a name, removing its power, talking about it, being open and honest about it. And I will continue to do that just because I see too many people, like, too many people who have these issues, and they just, they keep it hidden, and they tell everybody they're fine, and they tell everybody they're okay all the time, but inside, they're really, like, falling apart. So I try to, like, be honest about how I'm feeling. I'm not saying that I'm falling apart inside. I'm not. Don't think that at all. But I have demons that I deal with every day, and I have problems that I deal with. And if I don't talk about them, then who knows what will happen? I'll just go crazy, crazier than I already am. And I try to avoid that. Huh. Clayton Kershaw coming in here in the middle of the seventh inning, getting outs. The Braves lost. That's what it is. I'm sure that's what it is. I'm just a little upset. Baseball season's coming to an end. I love baseball. Fantasy football's not going so well for us. That's shitty this year. And it's just been, it's been financially a tough few month or tough few weeks, honestly. And I've like gotten to where all the things on paper have been taken care of, but things that are not on paper that I've been neglecting are not being taken care of. And those chickens have the proverbial chicken has come home to roost, so to speak. So that's things that I have to deal with going into the winter, and just, I don't know. Isn't that the whole thing about being in your mid-30s is that you just feel like you should be further along than you are? Is that just a normal deal? That's where I'm at. I feel like I should be further along. But I think that it's my fault that I'm not further along. So then I'm just like, I don't know. I need to I need to start fucking exercising. I need to start working out. I need to start doing so much more than I'm doing. I need to start eating healthier, taking better care of my body, taking better care of that. Once I take it, I feel like if I take better care of my body, my mind will catch that same bug, you know? But anyway, shit, that was a doozy, wasn't it? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get so deep in my thoughts in that one. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes when I got a lot on my mind or a lot of stress happening, shit like that just happens, and I'll end up... I'm in physical pain, too. My shoulder's killing me. But no, we just... Cornbread's got a few gigs coming up this weekend. We got a pretty important gig to do down in Isle of Palms for like this wedding reception or rehearsal dinner or I don't know exactly what it is. It might be a rehearsal dinner. But we got to do that, and I always just get a little nervous, extra nervous when it comes time to do stuff like that. And I don't know. Just extra stress. Unnecessary stress. But what can you do? I'll be fine, though. Don't freak out. Don't worry about me none. I promise you I am okay. Everything is fine. I just have my moments. I say that all the time. I have my moments. It means so many different things. Some of those moments are good. I'm very proud of a lot of those moments. I have so many moments that I'm proud of that out of 20 moments, I might have one that I'm not proud of, but I will focus on that one moment 1,000 times before I give the other 19 a thought. I understand that's a problem that I have, but I understand that's a problem I have. So, I mean, like I said, I think that takes away from the scary part of it, once you realize you deal with something. Like in a scary movie, I always say that analogy. In the scary movie, when you see the monster's face, it's never as scary as it used to be. So, all right. Sorry I led you guys down a dark road in that one. I guess this was mostly for me. I always, my YouTubers and my audio folks will always used to hearing me say that this is stuff. This is for me. This is one for me. But Facebook, I may do this more often. I may end up going live simultaneously. I'm really upset that I couldn't. I'm really, really upset that I couldn't get the OBS to work for Facebook, so you guys could see the like the background and the nice, you know, setup and all the other cool stuff. But this worked just fine, so I may be doing this more often. Or maybe go live with the Mevo and do Facebook with the OBS. But then I'd have to. It's just Facebook is really difficult to code into my software here. They make everything so difficult. But all right. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Please go to screwballwhiskey.com, SKREWBallWhiskey.com. Screwball Whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwball Whiskey, that is SKREWBallWhiskey.com. Please go check that out. Please follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Kelsey Hudgens. On Twitter at Yonder Wizard. On Instagram, WIZZERD. Please go to YouTube and subscribe to the YouTube channel if you've not done that. That is Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube. Click subscribe. And also, there's a Kelsey Hudgens topic channel that has videos like audio videos of the songs that I've released. If you guys want to check those out, those are also on YouTube and available for download on iTunes, streamable on Spotify, iHeartRadio. Anywhere music is available to be downloaded, you type in Kelsey Hudgens and download or stream those songs. I would appreciate you if you did that. That would be pretty awesome. So please do that. Also, once again, mistuffpodcast.com. And I feel like there's something that I'm missing. In the YouTube description, if you guys want to help out financially at all, there's a tip jar there. It's not required, but it's definitely appreciated. So there's that. There's links to all of that stuff on the front page of the website, mistuffpodcast.com, once again. And yeah, I think that's it. If you guys want to come out and check out Cornbread at all, this week, tomorrow night, tomorrow being Thursday, we will right on, Lady Court. Yeah, we will be at Old Chicago in Garden City tomorrow, which will be Thursday the 10th.
Is that right?
I don't know what date it is. What's today's date? Thursday the 10th. From 6 to 9 at Old Chicago and Garden City. We've got a private event on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, we will be at the Little River Blue Crab Festival. I think it's Blue Crab Festival because I think Shrimp and Jazz was last time. So I think this is Blue Crab coming up now. But we'll be there at the Pilot House in Little River. Ocean front, waterfront, not ocean front. And, yeah, that's going to be happening. Blue Crab Festival is always a good time. I love getting there. I love being there, and I love playing to that room. It's my favorite gig that I do every year. But it's just, a little bit hard to get in and out of. It's a little bit difficult, load in and load out. But that's fine. We do that twice a year, and it literally is my favorite gig. I love playing that gig. It's awesome. So anyway, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've already talked past the outro song. So if I haven't done that yet, good, but if I have, sorry. Anyway, be good people. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. It's truly not that hard. Peace, bitches.